Are we a forsaker or a forgiver? Are we a forsaker or a forgiver? Do you have any grudges right now against anybody? Do you know somebody who's been overtaken in a sin? What are you doing about it? Are you leaving them high and dry to fend for themselves against the evil one? You know, you need to read in the Bible what it says. We know when somebody has been overtaken in a sin, I mean a heinous sin, it has made the newspapers. We went to bed on Saturday night and all was well with the world. And we get up Sunday morning, there's the Columbus Ledger Inquirer and the LaGrange newspaper, and right on the front page is a picture of somebody comes to our church. And the story is not very complimentary. They've been doing some stuff and they got caught. And it has embarrassed the family. It's going to embarrass the church. It's going to embarrass the community. And then the story says they were bailed out of jail. Well, I wonder if they're going to try to come to church. Man, it's going to be a tough time if they show up in church on Sunday morning. You know what the Bible says to do with people like that? Let me read it to you. I'll find it over here. Here it is right here. If you know a brother or sister who've been overtaken in a fault, shoot them. Wait a minute. I saw some glasses up here. Here they are. Put these on. These are reading glasses, Alan? Somebody? Who's reading glasses of these? Whoa, they need to stay lost. I can do better without them. That's not what it says, and you know it, isn't it? If we know a brother or sister who've been overtaken in a fault, overtaken in a sin, seek to restore them to their place in the ministry. That doesn't mean as a, you know, necessarily just the pastor, the ministry of the church. What we were talking about last night, the ministry of the whole body of Christ. And when somebody falls in the heat of the battle, we need to be like the Marines. We never leave a man on the battlefield. But Vance Havner said it. He said the Christian army is the only army he knows that shoots its wounded. You know somebody who's been overtaken in a sin? Seek to restore them to their place in the ministry. And the scripture says, and in so doing, you will cover a multitude of sins. See, we can be a barrier to his fruit, or we can be a bearer of his fruit.